This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta, along with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. The Prime Minister was accorded a traditional welcome with the resonant notes of gamelan ensemble and a classical Yogyakarta dance performance reflecting Indonesia's rich cultural heritage. The two leaders toured the 9th century temple complex where Prime Minister Modi offered prayers at the main Shiva temple. They also viewed the temple's intricate carvings before witnessing the ongoing conservation efforts being supported through India-Indonesia cooperation. Addressing a gathering at the Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta in Indonesia, the Prime Minister said he was born in Vadnagar, home to Hathkeshwar Mahadev, and that the Somnath Jyotirling in Gujarat, the first among the 12 Jyotirlingas, holds special significance, with him having direct responsibility for its development.
यहाँ के जीवन में, यहाँ की बातों में, यहाँ की हवा में एक संस्कृति की खुशबू है, वो खुशबू जो हम भारत की धरती पर पल-पल अनुभव करते हैं, ये खुशबू हमारी सांस्कृतिक विरासत भी अपने आप में अपनत्व से जोड़ती है।
India and Indonesia have strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and called for decisive, coordinated international efforts to combat the threat in accordance with international law. In a joint statement issued after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta, the two leaders urged action against globally proscribed terrorists and terrorist organizations, including those designated under the UN Security Council's 1267 Sanctions Committee. In the second leg of his three-nation tour, Prime Minister Modi will reach Melbourne today on a three-day visit where he will participate in the third India-Australia Annual Summit with the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Mr. Modi will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both the countries. He will also address a large gathering of the Indian diaspora who constitute a strong pillar of the India-Australia relationship. The bilateral discussions between Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart, the Honourable Anthony Albanese, are set to advance cooperation across several key domains. In Jammu and Kashmir, police today said that one terrorist has been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chanapora area of Shopian. Police said that the operation was conducted jointly with Army and the CRPF. Talking to Akashwani News, Inspector General of Police V.K. Birdi said a body has been found with arms and ammunition at the spot and the identity is being ascertained. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis regarding the heavy rainfall and flood-like situation in the state. During the conversation, Mr. Shah assured the Chief Minister of all possible assistance from the central government to support the Maharashtra government in dealing with the situation. The Prime Minister's office PMO held a high-level review meeting to review the possible impact of El Nino on various sectors and the preparedness measures. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra at the Seva Theatre yesterday. Secretaries and senior officials of more than 15 ministries were present at the meeting. Dr. Mishra directed that the overall situation should be continuously monitored and the impact of monsoon or delayed monsoon on vulnerable districts must be assessed in coordination with states. The U.S. has carried out a fresh round of airstrikes on Iran, targeting more than 80 locations in response to Iran's latest attacks on commercial ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. According to U.S. Central Command, the strikes targeted Iranian air defense systems, command and control centers, coastal radar sites, anti-ship missile systems, and more than 60 Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps fast boats in and around the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Central Military Command warned that it would respond decisively to what it called an act of aggression and terrorism. In football, Switzerland beat Colombia 4-3 in a penalty shootout in Vancouver to reach the quarterfinals of FIFA World Cup for the first time since 1954. And that is the end of this news bulletin.